We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Hey, John Hewitt is a representative here in the state of Minnesota and busy in session right now, I might add. He's from Rosemont, but he joins us on the WCCO Radio CenterPoint Energy Home Service Plus Hotline. Representative Hewitt, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Mr. Lee. How are you?
Good. Thanks for taking the time. Concern, is the Minnesota Zoo in jeopardy of closing, John?
Yes, it is. We're scared, and I... as maybe you did some research on me, I'm a first-time legislator, and I do not want to be that person that had to close the zoo. And so right now they have a deficit of $6 million. The zoo is really an interesting asset for the state as far as it's kind of a joint partnership with its foundation where they basically get two-thirds of their money for operations from their gate fees and their donations. And during the COVID crisis, naturally, for not only the public safety, but also the animal safety, they had to shut down almost immediately. But the zoo keeps going, right? Because the animals need to be fed, the asset needs to be kept up. And they had to spend down a lot of their money. And, you know, the director out there, John Frawley, has done a wonderful job in how he's planned things that are sustainable and things like that. And this is really a devastating blow to us. So, and talking to my fellow legislators, we all value this. It's just a matter of how we come up with that $6 million today.
Is that available in the bonding or anywhere right now?
Unfortunately, you can't use bonding for this. And that's another ask we've had. I mean, as a first time legislator, last year was beautiful. This year, we're waiting for the locust to come now. I mean, it's just been devastating. And we had a robust bonding bill, and part of that was going to go to the zoo. As most of us know, the old monorail trail, the monorail was zapped inoperable, and they had to figure out what they were going to do, either remove the track or whatever. And we have a robust bonding bill that actually is going to do a canopy walk around the zoo, the first one in the world. And so we were all excited about that. It all looked good. Again, John Frawley and his foundation out there raised half the funds for that. That's a great return on our value for Minnesotans when they only have to pay 50% for something like that. And we were all excited about that. But you can't use bonding money for operational. They can't use the money from Washington for lost revenue. So this really has to come from somewhere. And even a conversation that we had as a caucus last night, the governor was on, and this is a priority to him too, but it's just a matter of where this money is going to come from.
Yeah, it's not open yet, John. And if a lot of that money comes from admissions, is there any chance it'll open soon?
Thanks for that question, Dave. And yes, it actually is going to open in an interesting mode on Friday. They're going to do a drive-through zoo. And we're excited about that. But again, the capacity of that, this is a new try, and we'll see what kind of revenue that brings. And they're also looking closely at, because their money does not run out till the end of the fiscal year, but they're done at that point. We're also looking at how this looks in a social distance zoo, too. And I really feel that they can get to that level. I think that we can reopen the zoo. And, you know, when I first took office, I went out there and I had to commit to the zoo because it is my area. It's Apple Valley, Northern Apple Valley, where I cover. And I looked at it and I said, who uses the zoo? And it's so neat because in the morning, all of a sudden, you see this caravan of mothers coming in with their strollers and their kids. In the afternoon, you see a lot of the seniors coming in with their grandchildren. And then also school groups, numerous school groups go to the zoo. And on weekends, it's a collage of Minnesotans and people from outstate. So the zoo is a much needed asset. I know that we have three zoos in our state, but this one's quite unique, and people travel from all over the world to come to the zoo.
Boy, do they ever. You know, one of the cool things they've done, Representative Hewitt, this year is at least they've kept us entertained with their online videos. I saw a grizzly bear taking a bath the other day, and it was pretty funny, but they've been doing that for the kids it just would be so good if you could get out there and see them again. And then, of course, you had to cancel Music in the Zoo concerts, which is a big staple out there, too.
Yeah, they've had to cancel a lot of events, and we see that going around the state. The bill that this mount is attached to also covers amateur sports, and it's amazing that different venues that couldn't have their events happen, such as the zoo, now are going to lose revenue on that. They usually have, and I'm not sure if you ever participated in the Beastly Bash. That brought in a lot of revenue to their foundation, and that was had to be canceled this year too. So, and you know, it's a rough time for everybody. I mean, we're all in this together. We're recovering. And the donations, I mean, our churches are having trouble with donations, our nonprofits, our pull tabs, they weren't going to the bars, so the pull tabs are down. So a lot of charitable organizations are struggling too. So this is a hard time. So I really, I was surprised though, I must have over 100 and some emails in my legislative account right now from people saying, you need to keep the zoo open. And I'm sure there's a lot more that are going out throughout the state. So it's really a real trying time right now, but I'm optimistic that we're going to be able to pull this off.
Well, that's good to hear, Representative. And 2020 has been a bizarre year, no doubt about that, and it continues to be. I'll let you get back to work. I know you got a special session to take care of here in the next 2 days at least. So thank you for your time, Representative Hewitt. Appreciate that.
And thank you, Dave. And I was supposed to say a special hi from a book club, I guess. So, all right, Dave. It was nice talking to you.
All right, thank you, John. I think they're reading Kurt Vonnegut right now, if I'm not mistaken, if that's the book club I'm thinking of.
I think you're right. You take care. Bye-bye.
That's Representative John Hewitt, a DFLer from Rosemont, with us here on WCCO. How about that? WCCO time is 3 minutes before 8 o'clock. All the news coming up at the top of the hour with CBS, and then Steve will have everything local.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.